Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. Well, it is time for us to do our community spotlight. This morning, we're featuring something that's going on here in Logan County, a brand new business that's going to be opening. And in the studio with me, I have Kate Zell. She's the manager with the Syndicate and Brew Fountain. And we're going to find out what this is and how families can get involved. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Well, okay, so first of all, Brew Fountain's been around for a while, but you guys are expanding into this event center, correct?
That's right.
So let's say Brew Fountain is a restaurant that people can come and visit, correct?
Correct.
And what is the Syndicate adding to that?
So the Syndicate is adding a higher end and upscale level of dining for our community that sources a lot of our ingredients locally from local farmers. We'll be offering a menu, items that just kind of elevate the dining experience here locally, steak, seafood, and we're even offering a kids menu as well.
So I hear the word event center. So is there a way to use it as an event center, or is it really just restaurant type stuff?
So it's going to be both. We originally started out with this plan of having the Syndicate be more of an event center, a venue where people could book weddings, live music, parties. We had to transition earlier this year, which is okay. It gave us an opportunity to give the community more of a restaurant feel. You can also book your weddings. You can book your events if we do that far enough out in advance. So we're kind of a multifaceted building.
Yeah. I can understand how that would work. So you will close if there's a special event or if it works around your already scheduled events.
Absolutely. We're going to have dinner service only, as well as brunch and dinner on the weekends. So that's really exciting. You can't get brunch anywhere in our community. So we're super excited to bring that. Yeah.
So one of the things that I've noticed is garage doors facing the street. Yeah. What is that? Is that so you can just open it up and be more open air?
Absolutely. So those garage doors will open up, and that front little patio is going to be able to be screened in. So we'll have screens that can lower just to kind of keep the, you know, the cool atmosphere inside, or the warm atmosphere. Yeah.
So what's it look like inside? Tell me, like, give me the feel of the location.
Sure. So if you think about syndication, like newspaper printing, and then like a New York newspaper stand feel. So there's a couple of really cool, like, newspaper paparazzi murals. There's big lighting. There's like an extra read all about it theme.
I like that.
It's pretty cool. A lot of our hardware that we used came from local buildings. So local glass and local metal to build the bar on the inside. So it's really cool.
That's nice. I always wondered what the Syndicate meant. And so I like that idea of the theme. Yeah. So when are you guys looking at opening?
We've got a couple soft open events coming up for like our crew, the people involved, the contributors. And then we're going to be open to the public on the 27th of August.
All right. 27th of August. We're going to talk more with Kate in just a few minutes for our community spotlight, because this is good. This is a business that, you know, you think about the whole COVID thing and how many people have not been able to keep their business open. This is a good thing that there's a new business opening in Logan County. We're going to talk more with Kate in just a few minutes about the Syndicate and what else is happening in Logan County. We're doing our community spotlight, and in the studio with me today is Kate Zell. She's the manager of Brew Fountain and the Syndicate. The Syndicate is a brand new business that's opening here in Logan County. And we've been talking about what it looks like and what kind of events are happening. So Kate, good morning again.
Good morning.
So let's talk about what you hope to do with this space. You did say that on occasion you will be able to have a wedding there or a private party with enough advance notice, correct?
That's correct.
So what else do you hope to do with the space?
Aside from hosting like weddings and parties, we're really excited to get our live music back in there. Before COVID, we were really excited about booking local bands, getting the community together. You know, people really miss that type of gathering.
Yes.
So we're really
yes.
looking forward to utilizing our space for live music. And then just for like local businesses to have somewhere to hold their luncheons or. So we're dinner service only, like I said earlier, by reservation only. So that's going to help us book other events around that schedule.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Mondays and Tuesdays, we're closed for business. So those are full days where local businesses or, you know, people can host their events or parties or, you know, like learning luncheons for, you know, people who need to share education or to book a space for a short amount of time, we do have the space and the time available for that as well.
That's pretty cool. Does that include like a catering, like a catered lunch if you do it that way? Do you do that or not?
Yes, we do. So we kind of have three businesses here all wrapped into one. There's Brew Fountain. Everyone knows Brew Fountain. And then we have the Syndicate opening up soon. And then what ties the two together is Brew Fountain Premier Events. So they're actually our on-site and off-site catering crew.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So they're the ones who make the magic happen in the kitchen.
Ah, and it's good food.
It's excellent.
So what kind of food is going to be at the Syndicate? Because you said it was a little more upscale for the community. What's that include?
So by upscale, we are going to have an excellent quality menu of steak, seafood. The brunch menu is going to offer things like sausage gravy. I don't want to give too much away because
gotta have sausage gravy in Ohio.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of comfort food that's just taken to the next level.
Oh.
Joe and Jason are our chefs there. They've really done an excellent job of, like I said earlier, sourcing some of our goods and produce locally, as well as putting together a menu that you can't get around here.
Oh, I look forward to seeing it. So
oh, yeah.
How can people find out more about the Syndicate?
So we have a website as well as Facebook and Instagram. So check us out there, syndicatedowntown.com.
Gotta learn how to spell Syndicate though. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, you can Google that. No.
It's got a Y in it, just so you know.
There's a Y. And you can take a virtual tour. You can see the photos. And the photos, check those out here in a few days. We've got a photographer coming in that's really going to capture
nice.
The ambiance inside.
I love those 3D walkthroughs because you can actually see the place before you go in and get a feel for it. So that's really cool that you're doing that. All right. So it's the Syndicate and it's going to be opening what date?
August 27th.
August 27th. And when do you think you might have the live music starting? Is it going to be along with the dinners and stuff?
I don't know enough about that yet just because of the season that we're in.
Yes.
I don't want to hype anything up, you know, and then have to wait too long to enjoy it. So,
you don't want to get your hopes up is what you're saying. We don't know what's next, right?
But we are ready. We've got a lineup of bands that are ready to play. You know, we love supporting anything local.
Well, fantastic. Kate, thanks for joining me today. And I'm so glad that a new business is opening in our community. That just kind of helps to build into that hope idea. Kate Zell, she's the manager of the Syndicate and Brew Fountain. And the Syndicate's a brand new business. It's going to be opening up. And as she said, reservations. And you can look online to get all of the details about that place and also their social media and do a 3D walkthrough. Kind of cool. That is our community spotlight for today.
We're community supported Shine FM.